kashas. All us chalas kashas. Every beginning is hard. Even that we know better, the beginning is man, you know, it's the ganze, the time that everyone is going mechuzik. Problem is, after Chanukah, after Purim, after Shavuos, after Shavuos of the Talmud for different people, then the Shvacher is manim. And Chazal tell us, kol ha'atcholos koshas. For sure, everyone is a bit nervous in the beginning of his man, there's a lot of pressure in chavrusas, and seats, and dining rooms, but this is a precious, you know, beginning of his man. But I want a little bit, you know, more fatifed. We call it cholas koshas. We say, you know, our vitamin is lemaisedik, not so much the amkis, more lemaisedik. We're standing in front of a whole man, a winter's man. Looks a long winter, 5 months. Choshech, winter. But be'emes, before we know the winter finishes. It finished last year. We'll finish next year. And if a person takes himself in his hands when that cholas starts and he makes a good plan, what he's planning to do in this winter, how he's planning to come out from this winter a different person, Be'ezus Hashem, the winter will pass and he will be a miyuchat shve miyuchat. The time that the bachur changes, the olam ha'yeshivas is the winter's man. Summer is a short man. Elul is a short man. 5 months, you know, we know from Rabbi Kiva, famous bachur of Chaim Shmulevi, it's 12 and 12 is not 24. You know, the tzifas we speak a lot of times about. But the time that the yeshiva bachur has, her koyach to be matzliach, is the 5 months of the winter that we're standing in front of them. And these 5 months could mamish change the person. Und auf dem sagen Chazal, kol ha'atcholes koshes, the Yitzhahari comes, he makes you all nervous, all belachatz, to be matzliach. So, it's good. The Mele, even that you were planning to do this during this man, and this during this man, and this, but I don't have time now, I have to get into it, so the shachis, but I need to get into it, I have to have chavrusas, so I don't want to have a shachis, I have a half a mincha, half a mayr, you know, I have chavrusas, I have to get into it. Everything, all of that various, you know, everything else is mutter. About it, as it of Zayim, as it's in level, I'm not saying that. I had, the person had, you know, Yom Kippur, he had all of his plans, he will learn halacha, he will learn this, he will learn that. He has to get into Bava Basa. Unavada, yes, I'm not saying that. In a week or two, this pressure finishes. But the Kabbalahs and Yom Kippur, Shem, already bottom of Vutal anyway. And the winter passes. If a person wants to come out from this winter a different person, I'm not saying for sure we're starting in the sugis hezekriya, take a very shver sugis at the beginning, then to get us a leichter. But at the beginning, a shver in yonim, a friend in yonim, maya zachen, till you get into it, till you get a tfisa in it. But a person has to know he has 5 months in front of him. He can take these 5 months and not miss a minyan shachris, an yeshiva, or a minyan mesudor in Stiblach, but in a minyan kavua, mincha like a mensch, mayrim like a mensch. He decided this man, he's a ben aliyah. This man is an andere mensch. Let's begin tzidkis outside. Aber der Scholle Stifilas, he will daven as even with that daven. He will daven from a Siddur. And he might be, this 5 months, not outside Yeshiva, not in Yeshiva, 5 months. He will daven from a Siddur, Shachis, Mincha, Mayriv, Shabbos, he will be might be then Shabbos as even with that. Kabbal Shabbos in time. He will have a Tzura. He has extra time. How much is the lachatz to get into a Shutfim? But he thinks to himself, 1 second, what I'm doing in my Seder? What I'm doing after night Seder? What I'm doing before night Seder? So you're right, not every time in the first 2-3 days you have what the chazan. Sometimes only after a week, but you tell your story. The person takes himself, beyodov, before these 5 months start, And he makes a plan what he's planning to come out in these 5 months with. What he's planning to come out these 5 months with. Another 5 months, we'll sit together, we'll feel gewaldig. Some people are marshal, but Baba Basra is enough for them. But the planning, Lama Zagan, to finish the whole Baba Basra, first page, the second page, the third page, there's different lists on the walls, about different cheshbonos, how much time he'll make chazoras on it. He's planning it. I get different ways how to plan it. But it's all planned. There's a ganze plan. How he will chaz Baba Basra. How he will know Baba Basra. For him, he wants in 5 months to know. He finished Baba Basra. He daven like a mensch. Kept Shabbos in time like a mensch. Didn't go away for Shabbos where he didn't have to go. He made a plan. Vitzah haben a starkes man. A person has to know without the koyah, what the Yitzhar is busy now. He's not telling you not to learn. He knows beginning his man, he can't tell a guy, close the Gemara, go somewhere. Only very, very shvacha guy. Yeah, we don't have this kind of guys in the yeshiva. But he's the first sure that the ma'aseh has no plan. He needs you in 5 months to come out with 6 blood. The man to feel empty. He didn't change. But if you feel, Lamazan, the person knows he could learn halacha. The first week of his man, maybe it's not the ma'aseh for him, he needs. From the second man, he really makes up now with a guy. Next Sunday, we're starting Mishneh Berurah, Bein Hasdolim, after Shachar, after Ma'arik. He makes up with a Chavrusah. Friday, Shabbos, we're starting. Maybe this week we'll learn together the first parak, because I want to get into it. But next week, we're learning something else. This is the Milchom of the Yitzhahara this week. And a person has to know to be Leichem the Yitzhahara and the Kalim from the Yitzhahara. And the Kalim from the Yitzhahara. I saw a gewaldike meise. I think it's important, at least for some bacher, but even for these bacher, it's important to say it over. It's a Musa Haskel. I read it somewhere. It's emes or not, beisach nish. There's a bacher in the yeshiva. Bacher in the yeshiva. It's mamish in the choshe, the choshe. A small yeshiva, 200 bacher, 300 bacher. It's mamish the top bacher. And his friend saw that he's in a bad mood. Bad mood. Kids, he goes over to him, he's asking him, something happened? What's that? His name is Yankel. Yankel, Epes Gishen. Yankel, Epes Gishen. So Yankel says, no, everything is right. But he was a good friend of his. He told him, Yankel, tell me. Something happened. So Yankel told him, it's because Reuven was also a good bacher. Told him, you know, I'm Baruch Hashem, I'm a good bacher, but you know, Reuven has this organization in Yeshiva, and you know, there's Oilem Rechecha Shabbos, and everyone comes and everyone speaks to him, and you know, I'm not jealous, but yeah. But I'm not jealous. But you know, because he was mechazik. You know, Lemaisa, you're such a good bacher. You know, everyone likes you. And like, what are you so jealous of Reuven? You know, I think you're better than Reuven. You know? So, was mechazik and Yankel managed. After a couple of weeks, he meets Yankel again. Yankel looks terrible. The other day, the yeshiva was planning to finish Bar Mitzvah. Yeah, you're doing a yeshiva Bar Mitzvah. So, you know, all of the, like 60 boys put their name on Bar Mitzvah to finish Bar Mitzvah. You know, came to the last couple of days, you know, everyone has some blood left. So there's a couple of guys that left, you know, Ezen Esha. They were sure it's a leichter peg. They'll finish it in a couple of days, yeah. But it was a week before the end of this one, and, you know, and all these guys are going around. And then he meets one of these guys, and this guy is so excited. The guy tells him, so Yankel asked the guy why everyone was so excited. He said, you don't understand, Reuven decided to make a favor. He by night after Seder, he gives like a small shir and Ezer Neshech. And Mamash, he explains it to Zeh Givaldik, all of us will be in the seal. Yankel couldn't anymore. Yeah? He also could say the shir, why he didn't think about it? He was going Meshuggah. He couldn't, Mamash couldn't anymore. So, you know, he went to that friend that, you know, it's Mamish Bizyanis, you know, to go over to say, I'm jealous of the other boy. But, you know, Mamish couldn't hold himself. And he remembered the other friend came over to him. So he went over to ask this friend, you know, Me'efshar Chizuk. So this friend, you know, felt he doesn't know what to do. Mitzadeh Echad, he knows Yankov, such a choshev of Bochum, sitting in the tree's door, late by night, Mamish over. Telling you, the guy is platzing from Kine, yeah. Mamish can learn. He decided to go to speak to the Mashgiach. He goes to speak to the Mashgiach. And the Mashgiach calls over Yankel to speak to him. Yankel didn't have a tzad that, you know, shaykhis to this story. You know, he was sure he's talking to Mashgiach once and to take care of some shvach and bochim. You know, he was mamish, he was a very choshev guy in yeshiva, but he had jealousy. I'm speaking a point that all of us have, yeah? I'm saying the mice like I read it, and maybe later a little bit we'll try to use it to ourselves. The Mashgiach calls him over. The Mashgiach calls him, I want to tell you a ma'aseh and your grandfather. Your grandfather was a choshev yid, was like a bafustad, he's a choshev yid. Doesn't make the details of the story. And the grandfather became blind. The grandfather, before he was blind, he said, I think, every day, 27 dafayim yishir. Some he said, some he was mashling, he would mamash go around. Here, there. Put some guys together. He would pass in shilas. And he became blind. You know. He came blind. He didn't know. He told the doctors, I don't mind. I will not see Yolam Hazar, but Ruchni is, you know, I can't. So he went. There was a guy, a Bal Chesed, in the neighborhood. And the Bal Chesed was Meshavach from Machavrusa. A guy was masking to room with him 6 hours straight every day. He gave the Chavrusa for 6 hours. Chavrusa. You know, every time when he got stuck, the other chavrusa helped him. After a couple of days, he comes home. His wife sees that he's not happy. It's Talmud Chochem. So I'm not so sure if it's a good chavrusa shach. The man says, you know, I'm blind. He could read, you know. And not only that, when he finishes to read, he sees his ein eklach. He's mamish my age. I'm mamish. I'm platzim kina. I'm embarrassed to say that, but I'm platzim from kina. You know. His wife tells him, you know, you can't, you're blind, what you can do, you know, you have a chavrusa, you want to drop the chavrusa. He says, no, maybe it's better for me not to have a chavrusa, you know. I can't, I mamish can't sleep at night, I'm jealous of this guy. He also is learning with me, and he could see, and he could have a good time. His wife pushed him in his closet. Then Sukkot time came. The first year he's blind in Sukkot. Remembers every year how all the Olam come to ask him the shaylas, you know, and this year, think to himself in the Chavrusim, everyone is asking him Shalas and Dalad Minim, and he himself decided he's dropping the Chavrusim. He came in the morning. He might say, Teir is Teir, but the person with Avdul Chasanefesh can't live. So he's dropping the Chavrusim, Mekenish, it's 11 Azay Mekenish, it's 11 Azay Mekenish. But again, first he will learn with him, and then the Seder. Okay, so they're learning for 6 hours. When they finish within 6 hours, the Chavrusim turns over to him, tells him, Chavmesha. You know, my Eniklach gave me an Esrik. And I'm not so sure if it's a good one or not. You could check it for me? So he told me, but you're so cruel, by the way. He said, what bothers you to check it? I just can't see. And only then he chab that the Chavrusa stole them a Chavrusa that also is a blind. That guy was blind like him. Two blind people, he was sure that he could see, and he was sure that he could see. They got blind for that person, put them together. And everyone remembered Malpeh. Everyone felt that other one was fixing him. So the Mashgiach said, I heard it from your grandfather and I never said it over. Because it's embarrassing, such a choshev Talmud Chacham, to say such feelings. But because you're his Eniko, and I heard what you're passing, so he got like all upset, you know, my friend went, you know, I'm choshev a guy and now the Mashgiach, no. But he said, but I just want to, I have a little tape here that I recorded someone. And I asked him permission if I could let you to hear this tape. And the Mashgiach recorded the tape, and in that tape, you hear Reuven coming into the Mashgiach and says, you know, I'm such a choshev a guy. You know, when I say the shiur when he's in Neshech, but Yankel is matzliach in yeshiva. I'm eating myself up from kina. I'm eating myself from kina. I managed to learn. The whole time I'm thinking, how Yankel is a mutzlach dike guy. How Yankel is a mutzlach dike guy. This is the tamsis of this story. You know, it's a vadna. It's not a mocking. You can say the story for a couple hours. What is the message that I want to give? and I think it's very important for Bachim to hear it. Kimat all of us. There's a small amount of boys that don't mind. Balimumim. Sasnish called it balimumim, yeah. They don't have covet. They have different titles. Some can sing. Some people can sing sometimes. Some people can run. Some people, they're happy where they are. They're not pushing. But most people are jealous. This is what Kosh Baruch Hu made it. So you're right. Every person finds the group to be jealous of. Now, I know not everyone here is jealous of Chaim Kanievsky. Maybe some of you are. Have to be. But some people, the vow, they're not jealous of Chaim Kanievsky. Yeah, some people are jealous of Nesan Tzvi Finkel. Shashir. Some people are not jealous of him. Some people are jealous of the Rabbein. Some people are not jealous of them. Some people are jealous of Bele Bachrim. Some people are not. But every person has an amount of jealous from people that he thinks that are like him, and he thinks that they're doing better, and he thinks that they're not suffering, and for him, everything is going wrong. Everything is going wrong. By the other person, everything is going right. Every single touch is going right. For me, everything is going wrong. People don't see it in you, but you don't understand. I have this feeling, and I have these machshavas, and this is disturbing me, and this is disturbing me, and I can't fall asleep, and here I'm jealous, and here I'm eating myself up. This is the koyach of the Yitzhak. This is the koyach of the Yitzhak. And I heard once from Adam Gottel, Michal Yudah Lefkovich. And Michal Yudah told me that a person will come to Elam HaEmes and he will say, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I learned, you know how much Yisur in my head, look. Hashem will tell him, all of this is not counted Yisur. It's a pachad. I hope he's wrong. I daven every year that he's wrong. He told me that's nishkin yisur. You didn't go to the right vaidim, and you didn't work on yourself to break the midas of taiva v'akina, and you fadimian, you fadjukt in your head that everyone is successful and you're not successful, and you ate yourself up, yeah, and you had little minutes of minuch sanefesh when things a little bit worked out. Oh, and then again to the amagadol struggle. It's your fault. It's your fault. So what I'm saying is like that. But I'm not saying that every day a Bach has to think about these things, yeah? It's, this is the Derech Klal conversations that you have with Bach in private, one-on-one. But I'm telling you, from knowing hundreds, and maybe more from hundreds of boys, from different yeshivas and different shiurim, I never saw, I could have these tape recorders the whole time. I try without names. That's a pella. That's a pella, you see it in the ganze Welt. In the ganze Welt. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never gave a person more for what it's hard, for what he could do. I had a Milelo Shana Rabbe, I had in my house, a group of Yidden from America, all different people, I don't know, not from the best that I mentioned. There was one old man. His grandfather, a couple of them. It was 1 o'clock when I had Lele Shana Rabbe. We stop in the middle of the learning, just a little bit, you know. It's Miss Chazik, drink L'chaim, just a little bit, you know, that I don't get koyach, not to sleep. And the guy said, he turned over to his kids. He said, you know, for a long time already, he didn't learn, you know, Mazal Yitcha de Reise, Lele Shana Rabbe. He said, I want to tell you, my kids. He said, every time, I took it to myself, I told him, I want to say it over in the first Vad. That I was sad. Every time in my life when I had a dilemma, when I didn't know what to do with myself, I felt I can't. I told myself, "Ki lekach nitzarta." For this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you in the world to win in this case. "Ki lekach nitzarta." "Ki lekach nitzarta." For this, you came to this world to win, and I stepped. And I carried on. Ki lekach nitzarta. A person has to know. Everyone could. And no one has it harder than the other one. And I'm telling you, everyone thinks that with the other person it's easier and he's in a hard state. I never met Kimad Abacha that doesn't think like that. But if a person will manage to state to himself, it's dimyonis. It's dimyonis. It's one, you ask me, Mechateise. I want to tell you. Avraham Avinu went to the Akedah. The Yitzhara could not stop him. But he could make that it looks like it's water. And it's wet. And you walk in the water and you're almost choking. But he can't kill you. Avraham Avinu stepped to the nose, the water disappeared. The water disappeared. He saw a mountain. He's an old man. He can't do it. He walked, the mountain disappeared. The Yitzhara has a koyach to show you. In our days, I think I heard from Rav Shach a couple of times, the Yitzhara, this is Ikvus de Meshicha, the Yitzhara is, this is the Yisrael of Chet Adam Arishin, stayed in Sforim, what was the Chet of Adam Arishin? So that before Adam Rishon, state in Maral, that the Yitzhara was outside. The Nochash. It was not inside feelings. It was a guy that came to convince you. He was called Yitzhara. In the middle that Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, the Yitzhara went into the person. And the fight is inside. But in most of the datas, this is becoming closer to the Tikkun, the Yitzhara is inside, but it's outside. Yeah, the Yevonim told you don't learn. You have to fight with them to learn. But you know what it is. I need to learn. The Yevonim said not to learn. It's very clear. Speak to your father. The Yevonim said, no, I will learn. The old days, they told you, you have to work in Shabbos. If not, you will throw you away. I have to keep Shabbos. This is the way the Yitzhara was. B'deres ha'achroinim, and all of the experts, also in Taibas, v'chulei, but I'm going now to the chelik of the Torah. The Yitzhara is more and more inside. And it's more and more that when he started in the Askole, the last 200 years, this reason so much people are not from of Christ, I've never had such a thing. But Legabi ibn Torah, Rav Shach said, this is the keach of the Yitzhara. He doesn't have to tell you, the Shvach HaBachim, we're not speaking of the Shvach HaBachim. Then he tells them to go there, to go there. To the good Bachim, he comes into this Medrash. And he doesn't tell them to close the Gemara. Just tell him it's impossible. It's impossible. He sits and learns, and instead of Abaye v'Rove, you know, he sees black circles. He thinks about this and he thinks about that. Not bad things. I think already when the cup is rain, Rebbish can. When the cup is not rain, the Yitzhara chaps you in the Bismedrash. You will not make it. Yeah, you'll be a Shvach HaBachar. People say about you like this, people think about you like. And he starts to make you to run around yourself. So you start to be friendly with this guy and try to be friendly with this guy, try to be close to this guy. Because, you know, you're nervous. Yeah, I'm out of the chevra, I have to get in. He doesn't let you to grow. The Yitzhara doesn't touch you. He says it's such a doir. He doesn't bring the mafreim. We didn't have in the last 60 years after the Yimach Shemon, the Germans, no one stopped us, no one closed our Gemara. Was never a doyer that the parents didn't send the kids to learn. People have to fight. Yeah, you have sfichim with these parents, yeah? The parents send you to learn. They want you to be the best bacher. They're waiting for you to become the biggest Talmid Chacham. And if you will turn, if you've got medium, so they want you to go to work, yeah, to college. But if they would hear that you're the best guy, I had once a parent of a bacher. My parents wanted me to go back. I called him, you know. It was talking mamash, choshev, bachur. So I hear the father calls the mother, you know, he became choshev. After half an hour to coming up, he's taking out the soul, even if he wants, he's not coming up. This is the day. It's not everyone here that's sitting here will come home, I'm a big time in choshev, his parents will give him a kiss. Came out to everyone. But they did not yet. If you become in between, they're not so happy. No one is stopping us. This is our Yitzhara, and this is the problem. And the oil door was very easy. My father told me to go to college. I decided to stay in Yeshiva. The Bacha also came to speak, what to do, my parents are calling me, I don't know what to do, I'm very nervous. But he knew, when he opened the Gemara, he knew the war is over. I'm staying. I'm fighting my parents. Tearing my feelings, and I'm staying. Today, you're in the Bis Medrash, and the Yitzhar Hora is there. And you start to look around. And you're looking around. And everyone has the person that he's looking around. Yankel is jealous from him. And he's jealous from him. And it's exactly the same. And it's exactly the same. This is our avodah. So why I'm saying that, if a person wants to take this man that is coming, Be'ezus Hashem, the winter's man, having a starker winter's man, Be'ezus Hashem, with a lot of siyata dishmaya, and a person wants to win it, it's two things to take in front of him. First, to decide how he will strike, and to decide it's garnished, he doesn't have a right. All of us knew that the guy doesn't have a right to close a gemore. Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker. We just have to remember to look. And these feelings that drive inside our head from every side, it's the Yetzer Hara, he can't close my Gemara. It's hard, I will fight. It's harder, I will fight even more. When you win, it's Siyata Dishmaya. And you'll be surprised when you come, Be'ezus Hashem, we'll meet upstairs in 120 years. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show you the terrible sometimes the guy says, man, it's Gehenna. It was mamish a second before one more step and it's all I had to disappear. And you gave up before. You closed the Gemara and you went to sleep. You would stay another half an hour Bis Medrash, you will forget about all these feelings. He doesn't have a right to do it 24 hours. He has a right. Like the goyim have a right to hit us a mount. He has a right to do it. When that right finishes, he stops. But this is our Yetzer Hara. Avshach said, and this Yetzer Hara kills and our Deiras much more from everything else. And our Dor, Fakel, a Yetzer Hara, a Chitzin doesn't disturb so much. I'm not speaking in the Shvacha people. The Shvacha people, Fakel. Not a problem. Make a Kinnus Dafayimi, everyone will come. Make a big bring to Gdalim, everyone will come. It's not a problem to pull the people. The yes and no, everyone is for Teira. You go around, was never, Achzokas HaTeira, like, was never in Klal Yisrael such Musogim. Was never such Musogim. Chofetz Chaim went around the world to find some money to donate. I would go to Heshi Freeman, would print all of his farm. You don't understand? Nishgiven as a Musog. Nishgiven, then, why? It's a whole change. Today, so the Chofetz Chaim, when he had to print the Chofetz Chaim, he knew it was a big problem. He will write the whole Sefer, but Mechateses will be published. And even after he written it, was no publisher that would take it around. He couldn't Feldheim or all this from Nishgiven art school. He had to go in a train from city to city. And this will have to stop him to do it. And our days, that part is all taken care. You can find someone to give you the money, you can find someone. The Yitzhak says, who will look in my Sefer? It will not come out good. Ech! Don't work on it. People will do it anyways. People will skip you. Don't start to work on it. And that is, nothing should be done in the Yitzhak. I don't have the chetimtza to do it. The Yitzhak has changed. And we don't realize that. We forget to call it Yitzhak. We say we're having a hard time. We're having a mashber, a black days. Everyone has his bad mood. Everyone has different words how to call it. This is a poshet Yitzhak. This is the way the Yitzhak is trying to stop us to become daily Yitzhak. And if we will fight this Yetzer Hara, and we will know that it's nothing, he can close the Gemara. It's no musik. You came to learn, it's no musik because you don't have a chavrusa, because you don't have a friend that you will not become a Talmid Chochem. No one has a right to do it to you. So you have to have the emunah. Chofetz Chaim, disciple said, and physical thing in Olam Hazeh, you could say, you know, I was in a mazel of not to have money. He says, in Ruchnias, there's no musik, I'm the mazel not to have Ruchnias. And Kazanavar, he says. Loi hoyo. So Rabbi Kiva was Amor, it's loi hoyo that I don't have a mazel. But this is what the Yetzer Hara does. This is what the Yetzer Hara does. The Yetzer Hara has a koyach to give you this chusha. And if Be'ezus Hashem will take ourselves and we will decide together, this man will become Tamidei Chachomim. We're fighting these feelings. Be'ezus Hashem, with a good plan, in 5 months, will be a group of Gdolei Yisrael. Tell you, in 5 months, you could become Mamish Adam God. In 5 months. Not to let. And I want to tell you one more little secret. The Goyen is Maram is an individual. He says, Achei Shechotonu Lefonecho Be... Bibul Adas, I forgot the word. So the Goyen says, that what the Yitzhahara does, so when you're in such a mood, so there's two ways. Sometimes you mamish bad, so you daven fast, yeah? But that's also, you only have like two or three words in Shmoneh Esrei that you ring the bell, yeah? Oh, the Pesukah is Zirma, you're just not in the mood. It's also the Kech Yitzhahara. He gets you not to bench, he gets you not to daven sharp. B'timoin Levov. Chei Shechatanu Lefonecho B'simoin Levov. So the Goyen says, what is B'simoin Levov? The Goyen is Meramis. This is B'simoin Levov. A lot of times, this thing, you lose so much of your madreges, it's not in the mood now. I'm not in the mood now, I just can't, yeah? So I'm not saying someone, you know, he's right, he's being a choshev bach, but for himself, I just can't. I can't. I can't. Also, it's the same Yitzhahara. And if we win him, the Ezes Hashem will wax and become Ezes Hashem grace.